This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Israel carried out airstrikes overnight in the Gaza Strip, including one early Thursday, the Israeli military said, killed the head of Islamic Jihad's rocket squad. The strikes came amid a multi-day burst of violence with Israeli raids in the West Bank and cross-border rocket fire from Palestinian militants. United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk urged countries with influence in Africa to encourage Sudan's warring sides to end the fighting that began last month. Fighting in Sudan's capital worsened Wednesday, with witnesses reporting airstrikes, rocket-propelled grenades, and gunfire in several neighborhoods. Addressing an emergency session of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva via video link, Turk said the conflict has pushed this much-suffering country into catastrophe.
I strongly condemn this wanton violence in which both sides have trampled international humanitarian law, notably the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump appeared in a live CNN town hall a day after a New York jury found him liable for sexually abusing a woman nearly 30 years ago. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Jurors awarded columnist E. Jean Carroll $5 million in damages, and while they rejected her claim of rape, they found Trump responsible of sexual assault and defamation. Asked about the case, Trump claimed his poll numbers had gone up and repeated his statements that he didn't know and had never met Carroll, though at least one photograph has surfaced of them together. He dismissed a question about whether it would affect his standing with female voters, instead launching into a recounting of Carroll's claims in a mocking voice, disparaging her as a whack job. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Despite the sound of explosions thundering in Ukraine's southeastern Zaporizhzhia region, agriculture machines keep driving towards the fields belonging to farmers. Wearing a flak jacket, one farmer told Reuters, he said there was an impact in the village nearby. It was just 500 meters away from us. Despite how scary it is, people keep working because we need means to live. The farmer said he's struggling to sell his goods at a reasonable price as the war disrupted logistical routes for exporting farm products. Ukraine has long been known as the breadbasket of Europe. A new report says a record number of people in the world have been internally displaced by conflict or natural disasters. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The Norwegian Refugee Council's Internal Displacement Monitoring Center says the war in Ukraine helped push the global total of people internally displaced throughout the world last year to a record 71.1 million people. The report says that by the end of 2022, 5.9 million more people had been forced to relocate inside Ukraine because of Russia's invasion. In Syria in 2022, 6.8 million more people were displaced by conflict after more than a decade of civil war. The number of people displaced inside their country because of disasters such as floods and famine reached an additional 8.7 million. I'm Donna Warder.
The World Health Organization says viral hepatitis, a potentially life-threatening infection, affects more than 350 million people globally every year and kills more than 1 million. And health agencies warn the disease is largely neglected and underfunded. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Hepatitis B is spread through sexual transmission and through contact with the blood, open sores, or body fluids from a person infected with the disease. However, the main mode of transmission is from mother to child during birth and delivery. WHO reports around 70% of hepatitis B infections worldwide occur in Africa, and 70% of those infected with the disease are children younger than five. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
JPMorgan Chase & Company CEO Jamie Dimon said on Thursday bank staff are meeting weekly to discuss the potential implications for clients, contracts, and markets of a potential U.S. default. For the latest, join us on VOANews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.